It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's not easy being new in town, moving and setting up in a new place while attempting to navigate a new work environment. It can be very challenging and very stressful. This is why Vibrant Pittsburgh, along with the World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh and Pop City, are hosting their second citywide Dine Around event. Joining us to preview the event are Melanie Harrington, CEO of Vibrant Pittsburgh. Melanie Harrington, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And also with us in studio is Adriana Dabruska, Community Outreach Manager for Vibrant Pittsburgh. Adriana, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And with us by phone is Nevena Starznik, owner and founder of Moderna Relocations. Great to have you with us, Nevena.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting.
Melanie, let's start with you. For folks who don't know, what is Vibrant Pittsburgh?
Vibrant Pittsburgh was established in 2010 to grow the diversity of the Pittsburgh region. So in order to grow the diversity of the Pittsburgh region, we embarked on a three-pronged strategy around attracting a diversity of people to the region, so newcomers, and welcoming those newcomers, so retention, and developing and engaging people in the community, getting them anchored in the community, and then elevation. There's local diverse talent that's here that wants to advance and connect here. So we have a three-pronged approach. The attraction strategy is very much tied to the population growth needs in the region. So we are created in response to the decades of population decline that occurred in Pittsburgh. And so we're here to help grow that.
And you have this guide, Pittsburgh Guide for Diverse Newcomers.
Yes.
What's in it?
So you think about trying to make a decision as to whether you're going to move yourself, move your family to a new place. And you look in that new place and you realize you're going to be part of a very underrepresented group. Pittsburgh is one of the least diverse metropolitan areas in the country. So before making that decision, you want to know, is there a network that I can connect with when I get there? Where there'll be grocery stores and hair salons and friendship building and cultural amenities. And so the guide is a guide that will connect these diverse newcomers to those things that currently exist into the community and to the networks that they may be interested in connecting with. So that's the guide. It's online, and it's a real tool that newcomers are using.
And you were a newcomer at one time. How was your transition to Pittsburgh?
So it was, at first it's different. Transitioning to a new place, moving can be very jolting to the system. So I moved here from Atlanta, Georgia, about 3 years ago. And but I knew what I was coming here to do. I was coming here to grow the diversity of the Pittsburgh region. So I was very conscious of the fact that I needed to have a plan. You know, how was I going to be successful in doing that? So immediately I began looking to people I could connect with. My board was very generous and almost creating a list of people to reach out to. They had a dinner for me. And as I was living this experience, and Adriana is also relatively new to the area. She started as an international student immigrating here. And as we were living this experience, we then created programs that we thought would help other people transition more smoothly to the region. So it becomes easier with time. It becomes easier when you find those things that you enjoy. It becomes easier when you make friends.
So I'll let either you, Melanie, or Adriana answer this question. Where did this idea of the Dine Around Dinners come from?
Well, I'll start and then hand off to Adriana. So when we first got here and started this organization in 2010, I ran into another newcomer, Steve Sokol, at the World Affairs Council.
I've heard of that guy.
Yes. We were here together. We would have dinner and connect and talk about our experience and help each other, and shared with him this idea about having a dine around where we could bring newcomers together. And it was an idea I got from another city that utilized dine arounds as a way to anchor newcomers into their new place. And we could bring people together and just dine, have some good food, some good wine, share, find pediatricians and salons and places to hang out and just be with each other. And he said, well, I'll host, the first one, and he was living downtown at the time. And so we had our first dine around with Steve Sokol, the World Affairs Council, and Vibrant Pittsburgh. And then Vibrant Pittsburgh continued to utilize the dine arounds as a welcoming newcomer event. So we've had several of them over the past couple of years. We've had about close to maybe 250 people in them. And then earlier this year, we decided, after an incident we'd heard about in the community, in which a couple didn't feel welcome, their child didn't feel welcome, and so they decided that this enough. They were leaving the region. And so the employer lost two good people, a couple that they had hired. A school system lost a really good child because they weren't feeling welcomed. And I happened to tell the story to Tracy Serta at Pop City, and she said, we need to do something about it. So I reached out to Steve Sokol at the World Affairs Council. Adriana, Tracy, Steve, and I got ourselves together and created this notion of a citywide dine around where we could raise the level of consciousness in the community about a need to be more welcoming. There's a difference between being friendly and hospitable and being welcoming, making people feel included.
Well, you really spoke to what is a need for a lot of people when they move to a new place. Your head is spinning because you're trying to figure out where am I? What is the best school? Or just, you know, if you have a child, where do I find a pediatrician? If you have a pet, you know, where do I find a good veterinarian? Or just little things, where do I get my hair cut? Where do I do my banking? All those questions can be answered during the course of a dinner, which is certainly a very welcoming thing. And Adriana, you've been participating in this, so you know exactly what it's all about.
Yes, certainly. It's been an incredible experience, and particularly hearing from the newcomers themselves who participate in these dinners and hearing how helpful it is in the simplicity of the dinner. We bring people together, we talk about the experience and try to offer some solutions, resources, informally brainstorm what can be done to address some of those otherwise simple questions, but that for a newcomer, they're really key concerns at the time.
And what's been the reaction of people that have taken part? What was it like for you?
So it's been an incredible experience. It certainly keeps my eyes open and in remembering how the experience of a newcomer can be, as Melanie had said, it's such a jolting experience. It's really overwhelming at times, and having folks around you who are going through it as well, having the natural support system, it really is great help. And there's nothing better than seeing folks that meet at the dine around, see them then become friends and continue meeting, and we continue seeing them in the community and hearing about how that simple connection that they made at the dine around really has made a huge difference in making them feel more comfortable and feeling welcome and connected to other newcomers and as they go through it all together.
Nevena Starsnik, you hosted a Dine Around event last year, and you're hosting a Dine Around event again this year. What do they consist of?
And I hope I will host next year. people who moved to Pittsburgh, who relocated here, have a great opportunity to be together, meet each other. And as a relocation expert, I know how that is crucial and important to find and meet people from the main same boat. So that's the main importance of all of this. Of course, it consists of dinner, good dinner. I'll be cooking different cultural dinner, like Puerto Rican salsa and Fontina quiche from Jewish culture and some other meals. It will be that. It will be a little bit of wine. And then we will go to a reception after that all together, and we will be having a great time.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And how did you get involved in this?
I moved myself in the beginning of last year to Pittsburgh, and as someone who lived in four continents and did this relocation business all around the world, I know the importance of being grasped and embraced as soon as possible. As soon as possible, you come to a new place with others. It could be Vibrant Pittsburgh, it could be your neighbor, it could be whoever, but just get them together to overcome the disruption of the move. Which is it could be really disoriented, especially in the places like Pittsburgh, where newcomers are not so didn't come in such a huge number lately, last decades. So it's very important to get them all together as soon as possible as they come and connect them. And then when they have that first support, first round of support, they will feel better and they can do other stuff which are important for relocation, as practical, all the practical things and doctors and pediatrician you're talking about. Of course, that's all important. But I always joke and put an effort and importance on how we feel and how we will deal with relocation phases. And there are tips how you can overcome all these disruptions faster. So that's how we like to help them with.
Right, and we are talking about the Dine Around events hosted by the groups Vibrant Pittsburgh, World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh, and Pop City. And among our guests, whom you just heard, Nevena Starznik, who hosted one of the Dine Around events, and also with us is Melanie Harrington, who is with Vibrant Pittsburgh, and also Adriana Dabriska, Community Outreach Manager for Vibrant Pittsburgh. And Melanie, they say that moving is one of the more traumatic, it's on the list of the top traumatic things that you experience in life.
They say it is akin for some people to loss of a family member, the death of a family member, or divorce. Yeah. So some people can feel that it is a real loss. For others, it's a jolt. Some people are really savvy at this.
And can it happen? Can you experience these feelings even when you are looking forward to moving a place? Even when, you know, everybody has connections to a place they leave behind, but but a lot of times people are excited to go somewhere and then they get there and maybe it hits them later.
It does. And so Nevena is exactly right. There are phases, sort of like you go through grieving with the loss of a relationship, a loss of a family member or a good friend. You can go through phases and stages through the move. So usually people get here, and if they're relocated for a job, head down, trying to figure out the workplace, your boss, the culture of your workplace. And then you look up and you realize there's more to life than going to work. And so then you're trying to figure out the connections. The family members who've traveled with you are looking to get connected. So now you're trying to work on that. If you have difficulty in one or both of those areas, then you're trying to make a decision as to whether you're going to be successful here. Am I going to be happy here? And so, which is why it's important to catch people early. So when they begin to get to that phase, trying to decide, and there are people that they can talk to, that middle of the night call that you can make, the person you can call to hang out with. It can't be understated or overstated, the value of developing those relationships and connections. And this is meant to facilitate that. One of the key things that will happen on Saturday night is all these newcomers in all these different homes. There will be 10 different homes, about 100 people participating with other leaders in the community. And so they'll leave these homes having made a connection with a small group of people and come to a reception that's hosted by the Dignity and Respect Campaign of Greater Pittsburgh at the Society for Contemporary Craft, and they meet all the other newcomers that have been in these dine arounds. And so the connections continue and continue and continue. And then we'll follow up, hopefully, because we'll give them a list of everybody that's participated. And then we'll follow up after that event so they can continue to talk and share.
And Nevena, what do you get out of hosting these events?
I just get a personal satisfaction of being able to touch, as Melanie said, those people as soon as possible, since through my work I know the importance of that. So I'm very happy for this chance to meet new people and to get them integrated, to get them with faster transition and to introduce them to other people. And that will not end only with these 100 newcomers. That will be 200 very soon, because these people who we host will also do that in their daily life. From now on, they will be pulling in their colleagues and their other friends. So that just starts growing further, and I want to be I'm so happy to be there in the beginning.
Nevena Starznik, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Also, Melanie Harrington and Adriana Dabriska of Community Outreach, Community Outreach Manager, I should say, for Vibrant Pittsburgh. And Melanie Harrington, by the way, is the CEO of Vibrant Pittsburgh. Thank you all for being with us to talk about this, and happy dining.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Coming up, travel correspondent Elaine LaBalme says now is the time to make your holiday season travel plans. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.